Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's what day it is. Welcome into the show. Fesco, Dusty, Mac Morning with you at 96.5. The Fan, wonderful Tuesday morning for you all. I start with a question that I don't know the answer to, and I'm not sure anybody does. While driving through a work zone, nobody's working. Is it still considered a work zone?
Yes, it is, as long as those signs are up. I was thinking the same thing this morning on I-35 coming up. They were starting to break down the work zone and whatnot. But, yeah, I think it technically is considered a work zone until everybody is out of that work zone. So, yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You got to make sure you maintain that speed limit because you don't want to double your fine, you know?
Well, I'm just making sure that I'm not a Richard, because I hit, because 470, basically to where the triangle starts coming from west to east. Coming from east to west, 470 about View High Drive.
Okay.
All the way to the triangle.
Yeah, there's a mess there right now.
Yeah, because they're doing the, what is it, the barrier in the middle? Or is that what you call that, the divider?
The big cement divider in the middle, the blocks in the middle.
So they're changing that out, and it's work zone, 55. Not a soul in sight. Nobody working. Not a person out there. Your boy, cruise control, 55.
Absolutely, yeah.
Everybody else, it seems like it's like, dude, F you, man.
No, they're the ones in the wrong. That's the selfish behavior here. You know, we had an incident over the weekend where we had to pull over to the side of the road when we were up in Detroit, and we were sitting in the car, and like every car that goes by is just shaking your car. I mean, it's very dangerous to be out there on a road crew. A friend of mine, you know, one of the guys that we do our baseball trip with, he did road crew stuff in college, you know, and was making like, you know, 10 bucks an hour back in the early 90s to stand out there with the slow sign. And he's like, these people are idiots, man. They just fly by. You're like, these people that are working road construction legitimately are in danger because you're relying on every other human being to drive the right way. And we know that's a travesty in and of itself to rely on humans to do anything.
Yeah, like
right?
No one's out there working though. Like,
no, I know. But I'm just talking in general. Like if it's a work zone, you got to go slow because what if there is somebody out there working? Sometimes they do, you know, work out there overnight. So just go 55 because the chances are you get a cop that gets you, you know, going, you know, 70 in the work zone, and then, you know, you're screwed. So.
Yeah, because like I would think that if you were a cop, you could just go out there and fish in a heavy, like, you know, populated pond in the morning. Just sit on the top of like Raytown Road or go sit right on the shoulder of like, you know, because it literally seems like everyone else does it but me.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be the guy that's like, well, if they jumped off a bridge, would you?
Sure. But you'll be the guy that gets caught.
Yeah.
Because that's the way I am. You know, everybody's doing it. Everybody's getting away. It's like, I don't know about you guys, but I have seen so many people lately that do not have license plates on their car anymore, on the back of their car anymore. Or they'll have like a, you know, a big eagle or a Chiefs logo or what, like no license plate or long expired temporary license plates and things like that.
Big eagle.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at some of these big trucks. They got a big like bald eagle on the back or an American flag.
I'm trying to get to work.
Yeah. I mean, like there's a lot of dudes out there that feel the need to not have a back license plate or insurance. Okay. I was thinking about that as well. If I give up my insurance, I'll be the one that gets busted for not driving around with insurance. How many people have you gotten into accidents with? They don't have insurance. I mean, it happens every day. So I'm just not one of the, I just play by the rules because I know I'd be the one that ultimately gets busted by
it. You see the cops are like a little too tired in the morning to deal with like people going through it?
No, I don't think they are.
Why wouldn't they sit there? Like that seems
because
like,
they've got other things to do, quite frankly, than sit there and monitor that kind of stuff. And you know, that's been the, you know,
it's a highway patrol.
But
monitoring the highway is their job.
But the people have gone down that are in that profession. You know, we're not overstocked with police officers anymore. I remember
protect these workers.
You
man.
Know, my friend Garrett is on the Casey Moe Police Department, right? And when he signed up back when we were like 2001-ish trying to get on the Casey Moe Police, there were like wait lists for that, right? Now they're begging people. They've got rid of residency restrictions for the police department and the fire department in Casey Moe because they can't get enough people to do that kind of stuff. So I just don't think they have enough people out there to police all that kind of stuff at that time of day, maybe.
Because, I mean, you could either do that or about 10:30 to 2 p.m. sit on 435 anywhere and make your quota in 2 hours.
Yeah, and just collect a bunch of collect a bunch of tickets,
I mean, it is daily every day that I leave. And, I mean, I'm a 70 guy. Like, I'll go 70 on 435 between state line and
you're only going 5 miles. Right, that's not a big deal.
Yeah, I'm not going anything crazy. Yeah. I'm not in the left lane, you know, acting like I'm, you know, going, you know, 100 miles an hour. But, I mean, it is every day. Every day. At least two. 87 to 90.
Oh, yeah. Florida by.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, all right, man, best of luck.
Go for it, man. Enjoy. Yeah.
Praise God to you,
but
sir.
But you know what? I think those folks are, I don't want to say safer, but the folks who drive like 40 on the interstate, they cause more problems than the people who are out there speeding. Like, if you don't feel confident driving on the interstate, is what I'm dealing with my daughter right now. She doesn't feel confident about getting on the highway. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Don't worry about it.
It took me 3 months to get on the highway.
Did it really? By yourself, you mean?
Or, yeah. Like, I drove to work. I worked at Price Chopper on Woods Chapel in 291 and I lived in Blue Springs over by Stone Canyon, and I took literally the outer road every time because I was like, I don't know if I'm ready to like merge onto a highway where everybody's going like 70 and I got to get up there quick. I also drew like a Honda ZX2, so four cylinder, takes a while.
Yeah, it does. And that's kind of what my daughter's driving. Like, she, you know, she works over at Jasper's now. Mm-hmm. And so, like, it would be easy just to jump on 435, but she'll take 119th all the way to State Line or 103rd or something like that because she doesn't feel comfortable. And I'm fine with that. I have no issue with that because if she was on the highway, she'd be a danger to herself and everybody else around her at this point in time.
It's honestly good that she knows that.
That's
awesome. I wish I would have. I remember
the first night I came home, I was like, windows down, let's see what this highway's about. I was like, I love this.
But see, that's the thing. They get on the highway, like, with their driving instructor or whatever, like, oh, this is, it's so easy on the highway. Right. Yeah, it is. It's just that whole merging and getting on
stressful.
And it is. It's stressful for everybody, especially when there's, you know, a lot of cars around. Now, at this time of day, if you want to get on the highway, fine. You can merge out there
like Max is 65 and a 55 works out.
He's nodding. Yeah, you got to slow down, man. Keep those workers safe. They're out there working for us, man. Just like Fox 4.
Between the lines,
baby. Well, we don't talk about that. But just keep on going and keep on, you know, keep on keeping on, man. You know, 55 and a 55.
You know it's not 10 to 2 anymore?
It's not.
Yeah, lowered it.
Nah, dude. It's down here.
It isn't? No, it's not.
It is. That's
really?
Where I am.
Yep.
So they want you to drive it like
Mother, I hope you're listening.
7 and 5 instead of 10 and 2?
Yeah, they want it down here.
Why?
Because it's, according to when I had to take the driving test again, because I let my ID expire too long. It's like 5 years ago. I had to retake the test because I didn't ever get it renewed. I was like, yeah. And then I went to go get it renewed. They're like, sir, it's been 6 months. You need to take the test, too. I'm like, are you serious?
Like the behind-the-wheel test or the written test?
No, the written test.
The written test, one
of the questions was like, in driving, where shall you place your hands while driving? And it was like, A, 10 to 2, B, what is that, 7 and 4?
7 and 5, imagine, right? 7 and 5, 7 and 7. Seven and four would be weird.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be
seven and five,
right?
Eight and four.
Okay.
But it's down here now. It's not up here.
Why? For all these years we've all been driving. Now we're changing this down. I've never seen anybody driving like that, though, quite honestly. This is the first time I'm hearing of something like that. And my kids both just went through driver's ed, and both of them came back and said 10 and 2.
Wow.
Somebody said, I pissed myself the first time I hopped on 435. Believe it, dude. Believe it.
Yeah, it's not easy, right?
We'll get into this because we welcome everybody to the show because I feel like everybody goes through these problems with traffic. So work zones, like they're always a work zone, no matter what.
It's everywhere now. It is everywhere. It's the Midwest Christmas tree.
Yeah, we had a good text. It's like running a stop sign when no one's around. Who are you stopping for? It's still a ticket.
It's still a stop sign. Yeah. Now, every once in a while, I will run a red light at this time of day or something like that. Like if you're sitting there and it's not changing, you're like, what is going on here?
Such a bad boy.
But also in the snow is a little bit different as well.
We're not stopping at red lights
in the snow. Like no holds barred in the snow at that time of day, right? Like we're cruising through, man.
You get pulled over in that situation, that probably would get me arrested.
What's that?
If it was like not dissipating while snowing while we're
like
driving
a blizzard
to work, and a guy pulls me over, run a red light, I'd be like, you can follow me to the station, dude.
Like
get out of the car.
That guy doesn't want to get out of the car at that point in time either.
No.
Right? So, I mean, but it's safety stuff. If it's safe, if there's nobody else around, it's snowing, you don't want to hit the brakes because maybe you can't start moving again. So you just kind of go through.
So we'll get into the CAG's debut coming up in a little bit. But one of the more interesting things today is, yesterday, Amazon really got Bob's heartbeat up, finding out today that The Sopranos was 18 years ago for the last episode.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that's been 18 years
that
already,
means what? It's got to be like almost 30 years since the first episode?
No, it debuted in like 99, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was 1999.
Well, how many seasons were there, seven?
So, you're looking at 20. Oh, jeez.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's almost 30 years since the first episode aired.
I think it was 1999, if I'm not
mistaken. Yeah, that's 26 years.
Yeah, I mean, my God,
January 10th.
January 10th, 1999?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So January 10th, 1999. Yeah, that's 26. I mean, God. So, I can't believe it's been like that. But also yesterday what got me was TJ Oshie retiring from the NHL after 16 years. I was at his debut. That kid, when we were in St. Louis, would show up at bars doing remotes with us with his furnace face at 18 years old, sit there and drink a Budweiser, hanging out with us. And now this guy's retiring from the NHL.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, where the hell did that time go? Then I realized my daughter's turning 16 and 15. And The Sopranos last episode was 18 years ago. One of the greatest finales of all time, I think, anyway, in TV history. I mean,
Better than Breaking Bad?
That's a good one right
Thank
there.
You.
Yeah. Breaking Bad gave you all the closure you kind of needed, I think.
The Sopranos pissed you off.
Yeah, The Sopranos didn't give you that closure,
what?
You know?
That's it? Tony's going through the neighborhood and it's just white. The hell? He's dead, Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah. Fade to black, you know, and done. But it left everybody hanging, right? Everybody kind of figured out what it was. But like for years, they would talk to David Chase about that. And he wouldn't tell you what the hell happened, you know, at the final episode of The Sopranos. And then, you know, Tony himself in real life ended up passing away.
R.I.P. So. James Gandolfini.
Yeah.
True romance. Great role.
Was anybody else more perfectly cast as a character than James Gandolfini as Tony Soprano?
So is one of those things where he became that character. He was always that character.
He was always
Anytime
that character.
Anytime he saw James Gandolfini, which he didn't really do much afterwards, but it was just, he's Tony Soprano.
Right, but that happened to a lot of the Seinfeld people, like George Costanza and Kramer and Jerry really. You know, Kramer did it to himself later on in life.
Kind of became racist.
He did, absolutely, but he wasn't getting anything before that.
No. You know,
Julia Louis-Dreyfus is really the only one that was paired off
She's
on
great.
Something else.
Yeah.
But Costanza, you know, he did say one time, and he did say, he goes, look, I'm portrayed as George Costanza, people can't get over that. And you look at James Gandolfini, you're like, that's Tony Soprano. Like, that's a real life Tony Soprano that's out there right now. But what a great series. And 18 years ago today, that thing ended. I can't believe that. That's time flies, brother, man, just like that. Mac, what are you, 26, 27 years old? Think about that. 18 years ago, Mac was five.
Seven. Seven or eight.
You were seven when The Sopranos ended.
Yeah.
And he's now going back. Was it you that's going back and watching it?
That is on top of my list.
Kramer that's doing it.
Is he?
Yeah, Kramer, I don't know if he's your same age.
I think we're like the same age.
Yeah, because he's going back and watching. He's like, fellas.
Might be a year older, but
spent the weekend watching The Sopranos. I got through three episodes.
Well, because it's like Breaking Bad. It's intense.
Well, and they're an hour long.
Yes, they are, yes.
So that's the tough part about that.
And you got to skip intro, too.
But actually, I skip intro.
I do like
the
intro. Reminds me of being, you know, where I grew up in Jersey.
Woke up this morning. That's another show for where they made that intro song popular. Like, I guarantee you, not anyone was listening to that song in their life. Now they hear that show in the intro, they're like, Sopranos. You mentioned TJ Oshie's debut 16 years ago. Today is Jack Caglione's home debut. We dive into that, what this series means versus the Skankies, and much more here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
What's up, Kansas City? This is Jonathan India here, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
It'll happen when it happens. Just hoping for good health and everything just kind of keep going the way it is, and whenever that day comes, everything will be good.
Caglione has done it again. The kid's going to be just fine. Number one pick for the Royals in their draft this past year. Number one prospect. High hopes, and for good reason.
If I had to guess, I would say, and I really like Pete Alonso, I think he's probably going to be a better player than Pete Alonso when all is said and done.
That sounded good.
Yep.
That's going to go a long way to right field. And
a one. Launched high in the air, hit well to right center field, back in the alley. That ball's out of here. Jack Caglione takes a trip around the bases. A two-run homer into the Storm Chasers center field bullpen. 442 feet. A curveball down the middle. He hits it 108 miles an hour to center. My word, he hit that ball a long way.
Just the size and his ability to hammer pitches all over the place out of the park, even if he doesn't square it up, it kind of reminds me of Shohei, to be honest.
That's right. You can see that young man tonight making his home debut, 6:40 on air with Josh Verner's On Deck Show, 5:30 here on 96.5 The Fan. You guys ready for Cag?
Can't wait. I'm excited to go out to the ballpark tonight and see the kid in person again for the first time since spring training when some, you know, over-officious umpire called him out for a pitch clock violation when everybody just wanted to see the guy swing the bat, and this guy's like ringing him up for strike three. I think it's going to be a pretty big crowd out there at the ballpark today, and I think there's going to be a lot of people out there. I wouldn't be surprised to see, you know, some of the members of the football team. They got mandatory mini camp going on this week and right now, so they're all in town. Would you be surprised to see Mahomes and Kelsey out there at the game
That'd
to see
awesome.
This kid and kind of his debut? And, you know, maybe Andy Reid will be out there, and George Karloftis is throwing out the first pitch today, which is the most random thing of all time. I mean, it was just George Karloftis throwing out the first pitch. Why?
Did we all see that at like the same time yesterday?
I think so.
Because one of you put it in the rundown, I sent it in the text, and then Mac responded with, yeah, I saw this too. And I'm like, Karlaftis, like, I mean, went to Purdue.
If they're playing the Yankees, like, I'm looking for a connection.
He's in town. He's a notable player.
Yeah, like, he's in town and people know him, I guess.
Yeah, but everybody's in town because it's mandatory minicamp.
He
said yes, or maybe he just asked at one point in time, hey, I'd like to throw out the first pitch, but there was no like, hey, George Karlaftis is celebrating a new contract, or George Karlaftis and Cags grew up together. Or maybe they did. I don't know. They grew up together, or there's some sort of connection or something like that. But it was such a random, just George Karlaftis is throwing out the first pitch. Cool. Why? Because I saw that too. I'm like, did I miss something here? Why?
Yeah.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's cool, but there was like just random. Like if it was Mahomes, you'd be like, yeah, it's fine. It's Patrick or whatever. Right? George Karlaftis, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's just interesting. One, does he throw from the slab? Two, does he make it to the catcher?
Who was the guy who threw it horrible last week?
Taylor Lewan.
Yeah, that was intentional.
You think that was fake?
Of course. Okay. Yeah, that was so fake.
And it pushed
kind of like, you know, Vinny losing the home run and all that kind of stuff. That was good showman stuff. I think
you thought Vinny didn't know. You thought he knew it the whole time?
100% knew the whole time. He's a huge WWE fan. He's a huge WWE fan. Like sits ringside at the WWE.
I mean, I don't know.
Little showman in there, man. He was tracking it the whole way, and then was like, looking at the dugout. I mean, go back and watch the video.
Yeah. I have to watch it again.
Go back and watch that video, and you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, he's
like
definitely.
That kind of behavior gets you buzzed in tight.
It may. I mean, the guy's hot right now, so if you want to buzz him in tight, maybe people will do that anyway because he's, you know, hitting 400 player of the week. Congratulations to Vinny for that. Hit 500 last week.
I also think he's a big goof.
That's why I think he did it on purpose. You just nailed it right there.
But that... I don't know. I'm saying I defend that he didn't do it on purpose.
But that's why he is, because he is that guy. He is that playful, jovial, WWE-loving type of put-on-a-show guy. Yeah, I think it was. Definitely think it was. Watch the video. It's like, huh?
No, I've seen the video 500 times. Yeah. I think he's just that, you know, that jock that's like, no, dude, it's gone. Oh, I thought it was a pop-up. I'm not the smartest guy in the world, and it's a different sport, but sometimes I'll hit like a drive off the tee box and I won't see it. And I'll be like, where'd that go? And the guys will be like, that's funny. And I'm like, I'm serious. Like it's right down the middle cut the middle of the fairway in half. I'm like, oh, like you didn't really see that. I'm like, no, I didn't see it. They're like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you keep your head down when you swing?
It doesn't always work that way.
Cause that's how you lose the golf ball. I would imagine you're looking down the whole time.
Well, a lot of guys just want to see it first. They want to see it go. But like, you know, that's always why you wait.
How many dudes do you play with that just like hold that swing at the top?
I mean, you pipe one. You it depends, man. If
the follow through guy.
If you juice one, like you like to see where it's going and all that.
But I wouldn't know the feeling ever.
Yeah. I don't know it either way at all.
One time I hit a good ball and went out on the 15th Street at Alvamar Orchards course in Lawrence back in the 90s when you could tee one up on like the 9th tee box and hit it onto the street. I did that one time.
Nice.
Thought that was good. That was about it. That's my golf level right there.
Pepe the Penguin has a new card out. The guy that threw out the first pitch against the Royals on Sunday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'm just kidding. It says Tops now. Pepe the Penguin.
That's awesome.
One of one.
You got a penguin throwing out the first
pitch.
You
think there's more pressure on Cags in this series, or you think there's more pressure on the Royals?
Royals. They got to start winning some games, man. You know, we were going through the standings yesterday and whatnot. Now you're behind a lot of teams.
96 games left.
Yeah, what'd you say? You got to win 51 out of
96? 51 your next 96 if you want 85, which Vern said is the sweet spot for the team to make the playoffs.
Yeah, so 51 out of 96 is a little bit more than 500 the rest of the way, right? If I'm doing the math right. It's a little bit more than 500 the rest of the way, but these are litmus test games that fans look at. Like if we go into this series against the Yankees, take two out of three, people are feeling good. They get swept by the Yankees, people aren't going to be feeling really good as Sacramento rolls into town, and that kid in center field's coming here over the weekend. He may steal balls from
Denzel
everybody.
Clark.
I hope he steals a home run from that jerk who's out there all the time catching balls.
Oh.
Zach Hample guy.
Yeah.
Like if
and then gives him the bird.
Yeah, if Clark robs a home run as that guy's trying to get one. that would be the greatest thing ever. Because if you haven't seen this kid Clark out in Sacramento robbing home runs over the fence, last night that guy must have been up 15 feet in the air, over the fence, catching the ball, brought it back. Unbelievable catch. So he's coming into town. You got an opportunity against him. But no, this is one of those litmus test games. I think there's pressure on the Royals right now. Let's show that you can compete with the big boys and whatnot, especially coming off that series with the White Sox. You got a bad taste in your mouth. There's some pressure on this ball club to kind of turn things and get some wins, because the Cags' newness is eventually going to wear off. You got to start winning games to keep the fans interested.
I'm interested to see tonight's matchup, because tonight is Max Fried versus Noah Cameron. This is a pace setter of a game, because Cags versus Bats going to be electric. Everyone's going to stand up, give him the nod. He's going to tip the cap. He said he's more excited about this than he was his, you know, first base hit in the major leagues. He was in town yesterday doing some stuff with, you know, cards and stuff like that, as you know, getting his roots set here in Kansas City. And then today he'll get to the K and he'll have the interviews and people will be there. I know a lot of us are going to be there. I'll be in the parking lot going around with Kramer doing some video stuff before the game, talking to some fans, hoping to meet a lot of people out there. But I think this is what it's all about, because you can either take – this is either going to be – and I know this from a perspective because I've seen it. This is either going to ignite the balloon or it's going to deflate it very quickly for Royals fans, because
– Cags balloon or the Royals balloon?
The Royals fan balloon, because you're taking two sources of air – and you're either adding them at the same time or you're adding one and not the other. So this series goes one of three ways. One, you win two out of three and Cags does well and everybody's high and everybody's loving it and your balloon's flying high. Two, Royals get swept, but Cags goes like 5 for 12 and everybody's like, well, Cags looks like he got it, but now we're a game under 500 or we're right at 500.
And we're still in the same place as we were without Cags. Yeah.
B or C, the third way, Cags is a terrible series and the Royals get swept. And then I don't know what to do for the rest of the summer except talk about July tryouts at St. Joe.
Yeah.
And so I think that's, and I know that might be the obvious of where it can go. Obviously, I'm hoping for A or B. Like, if Cags has a rough series, I mean, tonight's a tough matchup.
I mean, you're facing Max Fried. Best of luck to anybody. I mean, that guy's been so good this year.
That guy's hosing down stars right now.
Yeah.
Let alone. Welcome
guys
to the league,
who've never been in the big leagues right. For a week, you know, yeah.
Cy Young candidate Max Fried.
Like, and that's the thing. Like, it's going to be fun, and we're going to give him the welcome tonight. But if he doesn't do well against Max Fried, nobody's done well against Max Fried this year. Nobody. Like, literally nobody. It's like facing Paul Skeens in the American League. Max Fried has been lights out for the Yankees this year. This is going to be, I think, like a close game tonight. I mean, whoever scores two runs may get the opportunity to win this thing, because as we know, Noah Cameron hasn't given up any runs. He hasn't done anything and anything bad. You know, he's been great since he's come up to the big league level. And so the book has been out on him. Nobody's been able to figure him out now through what, 5 starts. And so that's exciting for the Royals that, you know, the Yankees are going to face a guy that's pretty damn good himself. But hey, look, you face Max Fried tonight, and if Cags goes 0-for-4 and has 2 strikeouts, it ain't the end of the world.
Right. And Max Fried, obviously left-handed, Cags left-handed. So that's, you know, tough task number one right there.
You got to put Cags in the lineup tonight, though, right? You can't have, well, lefties pitching, so we're sitting him tonight. How pissed would the fans be? Everybody rolled out there like, we got a lefty, Max Fried. We got to give Cags some confidence. He ain't playing tonight. No. That would be so baseball.
Cags will play every game except for maybe Sunday's game against the A's. That might be his first off day. But again, he just had one on Monday.
Yeah.
He's at home. They're playing, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday against the Yanks, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So again, you don't bring guys like that up just to like put
him. No, he needs the experience.
Oh, he's yeah.
He's going to learn more against Max Fried.
The lineup will look exactly like it looked when he got his debut in St. Louis. It'll be that same lineup. It'll be India, Bobby, Garcia, Vinny, Sal, Cags, and then 7, 8, 9 will be Isbell, Waters, and fill in the blank.
So DH or no then?
No, he's playing right.
So you put him
in right field tonight in front of the crowd.
I think you have to. You trot
him out there when the game starts. Everybody does their introductions. You let fans in a little early today to go in there and sneak a batting practice session in there.
They won't.
Sources would tell me that they will. And then also you would see that, you know, you'll see kids come out and try to get autographs on the right side. It'll look like an anthill on the right side of the dugout. And you let him experience it. You let him open up, because I said yesterday, after today is done, then you get back into it. It just so happens that the damn Yankees are in town, Aaron Judge is in town, and Jack Caglione hasn't been in town yet. So you're adding all of that into one night, trying to, like, you know, stay the course of the season. So we'll see, because I'm interested to see how they do in the – this is spotlight for the Royals. This is a spotlight
three national TV games, too, for the Royals. I mean, this is a standalone national TV
and
game tonight, right?
Aaron Judge comes into town, yeah. And you're putting your top prospect in town. And by the way, Bobby Witt Jr. has been an absolute firework the last week. There's a lot of baseball horniness in
this
game.
This may be the best baseball game of the day in Major League Baseball. It could be. Yeah, I mean, it's Max Fried versus Noah Cameron, two stars on the mound right now. I know a lot of people go, who the hell's Noah Cameron? Look at his numbers around baseball. People are knowing who this kid is right now. Max Fried has been the best American League pitcher this year. Aaron Judge is your MVP. Bobby Witt is your second best MVP. Jack Caglione is making his home debut. I mean, what more do you need? Like, if you're not ready for this game tonight, this has got the feeling, the lead up almost of like an NFL game. Like, all right, we got a big event that's taking place. This is a big event. This is what we've wanted, you know, for the Royals. And oh, by the way, it just happens to be on national TV tonight when there's no Stanley Cup playoff. Is the NBA back tonight? Does anybody care?
No.
Shaq, I know, went away to Florida or wherever he's going, the Caribbean, for the rest of the summer, so he's not going to watch. He's checked out of the NBA finals. So there's no NBA tonight. There's no NHL tonight. The only major standalone game tonight are the Royals-Yankees on TBS. So all of America can sit back and watch. And, I mean, there's so many compelling storylines and so many great players. I mean, Bobby Witt has a great opportunity, too, to show everybody else there's more to baseball than just Aaron Judge at this moment.
Yeah, it's interesting because Bobby Witt Jr. could lose his all-star starting spot to a rookie.
He could.
Probably will. But that's okay. Yeah. That's okay because Bobby Witt will still be an all-star.
And how is Sacramento so bad when they've got so many good players?
Pitching. It's just pitching, man. That's what it is. Rooker, Wilson, they got that Clark guy in center field.
He's defensive. Can't hit, but yeah, he can play defense. God.
Right. The other thing that's mesmerizing tonight is that in a baseball game, the two starting right fielders will be a total of 6'5", 250 pounds. The other guy will be 6'7", 287.
Is that the biggest right field combination in the history of baseball in one game? It has to be. I mean,
like, the best seat tonight has got to be right field. Like, oh, you're going to see Judge in person, and then when Judge trots off, here comes Cags.
Well, somebody was looking at tickets last week in right field. It was like $80 just to get in to sit in that lower area of the right field. It was like the most expensive ticket on the market last week.
Crazy.
I don't know where we are now. You know, I haven't looked it up, but last week it was like $80 to sit down there in right field, because that's where, you're right, people are going to want to be down there with Judge and Cags down there playing right field. That's a lot of fun for everybody. Like, you don't have to wait every other inning for something interesting. You got like a star and a potential star out there at the same time. That's great.
Yeah, bring your glove. I bet you'll see a lot more gloves in the stands tonight.
In right field, for sure.
Yeah, in right field
specifically. Oh, it'll be packed over there.
Oh, yeah.
Because Cax still needs his first home run. So we're still waiting upon that. So that's the other interesting thing. Also, here you go.
Patrick Mahomes, most overrated quarterback in the league. Once they made a Hallmark movie, I was like, forget it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like him. I think Josh Allen's a better quarterback. He's 6'5".
Allen.
He can play in cold weather. Like, he's like the influencer of like NFL. Like, I feel like people just like overhype him.
I have no comment.
Yeah, I mean, that's just that is literally the dumbest sports take in the history of sports.
Because they made a Hallmark movie. Josh Allen, because he's 6'5", he's better.
Yeah, and he plays better in cold weather. I don't know. There was a cold weather playoff game. Mahomes led his team to a victory over Josh Allen. I don't know, 1, 2, 3 times, I think, now, right? Twice at home and once on the road in cold weather.
Mahomes just won a playoff game 2 years ago that was top 10 in coldest games ever played.
Ever played.
Negative
That's 4
degrees, I believe.
That's
it was.
Right. Josh lost 3 fingers on the sidelines of that game. Yeah. And so.
Well, the ref brought him some hand warmers, though.
He did a little bit later on. Oh, you
Tats
mean Josh Allen?
Josh Allen. Had some hand warmers.
Yeah, does that person also know that Buffalo has a Hallmark movie this year, too? I mean, like, I'm not kidding you. That is the dumbest sports take that has ever been uttered in the history of mankind. And we all had dumb takes. We've all had erroneous and bad and mockable type takes in our lifetime. Nothing beats that one there, though. Can you find a dumber take than what that person just said about Patrick Mahomes?
Oh. Influencer.
He's an influencer. He's not a quarterback. We're talking about a multi. Like, that's the one that Patrick should have playing over and over and over and over again in his locker. That comment right there, that Patrick Mahomes is what play that again. What did that person say?
Patrick Mahomes, most overrated quarterback in the league. Once they made a Hallmark movie, I was like, forget it. Mm-hmm. I don't like him. I think Josh Allen's a better quarterback. He's 6'5". He can play in cold weather. Like, he's like the influencer of like NFL. Like, I feel like people just like overhype him.
That's why she's not like, I just don't really care to comment on this.
All the laughs are great. She can't love all the other hosts. All the other hosts are like,
she's smiling while she says
Patrick
this.
Patrick Mahomes, most overrated quarterback in the league. Once they made a Hallmark movie, I was like, forget it.
Yeah, I'm good. Good for her. I mean, good take. Whatever. Have your takes.
Confidence.
Stand on your business, I guess.
Did that go over well in Ypsilanti, Michigan, where she was from? Because, I mean, that is just dumb.
It's insane.
Mm-hmm. It's not even insane. It's stupid. It's ignorant.
Yeah. It's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's objectively wrong. You're wrong. Yeah.
That's the thing. There's like no debate over this, right? There's no debate. That is the dumbest sports take of all time.
Like, sometimes people are like, oh, yeah, dude, such a hot take. It's like, no, that's just a wrong take. It's not hot.
That's not hot.
That's not hot.
Yeah, I don't mind if you go out there on a whim and say, for instance, Travis Hunter's overrated.
Yep, going to be a bust.
Right.
Yep.
You know, that's like, okay, well, tell me why. Mm-hmm. Well, he was good in college. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is overhyped. Why? I don't know. He's in a Hallmark movie. He wasn't even in the movie.
Right. He wasn't even in the movie. Yeah.
Alex Gold had more screen time than Patrick Mahomes.
That is true. Yeah. Patrick wasn't even in the damn movie, right? And really, if you want to think about it, probably really wasn't about Patrick. It was probably more about Taylor and Travis anyway, finding true love on the football field, or however they phrased the movie and did that whole thing, right?
Alex Gold had one line in the Hallmark movie.
She's such a smooth ride.
That was it.
She's such a smooth ride.
And he delivered it.
It was great.
You don't hate him.
Fantastic.
You love Tinda, too.
I don't know what I'm more pissed about, or not pissed, like laughing about. Like, the fact that she said she stopped liking him after the Hallmark movie, or that he's not good in cold weather, or whatever that cold weather thing was. I mean, the whole thing is just deplorable.
Crazy.
I mean, it is just, it's like somebody came in and got so drunk, right? They had like 18 different drinks in one day, and they just puked all over. Yeah. That's what that take is.
100%.
That is somebody who is so drunk, they just puked all over, and that's what that take is. And you're like, oh, what a mess. Because that take was a mess. Bad take.
Terrible. 4-0 against Allen in the playoffs. Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen is 0-4 against Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs.
Better way to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how is he in the playoffs in cold weather? Still 0-4,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's crazy.
I love it. People trying to go out there and take on Patrick Mahomes. It's a Patrick Mahomes rehabilitation tour, I think, this year. Mm-hmm. After they lose that Super Bowl like that, look out, everybody. Scorched earth coming your way. Patrick Mahomes is going to dominate you.
Who got overtime rules changed?
Buffalo.
Not the Chiefs.
Not the Chiefs.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That was right. Buffalo. What else did they get changed? They get a kickoff changed or something like that, too?
Who traded with the Chiefs to get Patrick?
That's right. Buffalo.
It was Buffalo.
Yeah. Who traded with the Chiefs to get Xavier Worthy?
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Okay. Yeah. I just check it.
Okay. But Patrick Mahomes in cold weather is not as good as.
Oh, yeah. Forgot.
And since the Hallmark movie, I'm like, I'm done. He's just an influencer. He's so overrated. Mm. Okay.
What's he influencing?
Well, that's the other
rings,
thing.
Rings. Wins.
I guess.
How to run your organization? Yeah. I mean.
Coors Light? I mean, we know what Gold endorses.
She's such a smooth ride.
Coming up on the other side, it's a tough Tuesday. It's the hot corner for a Tuesday baseball session here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Whoever that bozo was doing the armpit fart thing, come on, man.
Catch Royals insider Josh Fournier every Monday at 8:20 right here on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Well, not our building, but somebody's building. Look at the traffic. Good to hear that guy's voice again. I'm Tom Bodette, and we'll leave the light on for you.
I miss Tom Bodette. Is he dead? Do we lose Tom?
I don't know. Every time we think somebody's dead, they're very much alive.
Yeah.
Tom, he's French, right?
Yes, he is. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bodette. Voice of Motel 6. Now he's... let's see here.
I think the interesting thing about Tom Bodette is that he was just like, I think, a poet, and they found this guy, and they just had him start reading these Motel 6 lines.
That is not what I thought he looked like.
I'm Tom Bodette from Motel 6. What does he look like? He looks like an old man, right? That's what I picture him as.
No, he looks like Kling with glasses.
He does?
Yeah.
See, I pictured him kind of like a bald guy with, like, glasses, kind of stocky.
Nah, man, good-looking lad.
All right.
A little salt and pepper look, glasses with a nice little, like, white beard. He's on Sunday morning.
Kind of pictured him as like one of the Bobs from Office Space. Looking
no, I don't
like.
Know when these no. years. He kind of looks like a. He looks like a hipster Bob Vila.
I heard Bob Vila couldn't build houses.
Hmm. But it seems like he is very much still alive. It is a Tuesday, so we get into our hot corners. Bob, you're numero uno on the list.
I'm going to start this week, and I'm going to go with Joe Burrow is on the hot corner. The Cincinnati Bengals just continue to make life more difficult for this guy to win games. Yeah, they gave him wide receivers, but now another defensive player is gone, and it was their team captain and leading tackler last year, Jermaine Pratt. He's being cut by the Cincinnati Bengals. Who's playing defense in Cincinnati? Because Trey Hendrickson's not going back, right? No. I mean, that's not happening. He's going to miss the season or what? Like, that's not going to happen. Now they cut this guy who's their leading tackler and team captain last year. They're basically telling Joe Burrow, sorry, Joe, you and T. Higgins, you and Ja'Marr Chase, you're going to have to score 90 a game in order for us to win. Best of luck to you.
I know that Bengals fans say that they think it makes sense. I'm excited to see what Drew says. I don't know if that's just like them trying to make sense of it and kind of in denial of like, oh, yeah, losing our leading tackler and team defensive captain after we've lost every other Pro Bowler.
Well,
or
that's
pro
the thing.
Or
if this was
on
a
defense,
one-off, yes. It wouldn't be that big a deal. But this is another.
They've lost people in the secondary. Sam Hubbard's gone. Trey Hendrickson's about to be gone.
Yeah, they changed defensive coordinators. Yeah. Like, this is a total house cleaning on the defensive side of the football. And we saw how hard it was for Patrick Mahomes, the best in the league, not overrated as that host in Ypsilanti said. But we saw how difficult it was for him that first year to play without a defense. And what did the Chiefs do immediately after that season? They went and gutted the defense, fired everybody, got rid of all the players, and changed that whole thing over. This is not what's happening in Cincinnati. They're just getting rid of people.
Yeah.
Oh, you're about to see Drew come in here and tell you the Cincinnati Bengals are just fine, like a GM talking to a guy going into arbitration. Go watch the Jeter doc on HBO or wherever it is.
If this was the Chiefs, I'd be like, okay, fine. They've got a track record of success. The Bengals have a track record of suck-cess.
And with that, we'll get to my hot corner, yes. Which is Jazz Chisholm. You remember that guy?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Why are we mad at him again?
Because he said that we were lucky. That it was just luck that the Royals were there. That they weren't going to be that team. And then they came out there and they whipped our ass. And then the other night, this young man thought it'd be okay for him to be mic'd up during a Sunday night baseball game. And during that mic'd up session, he made a throwing error. You are not that guy, Jazz Chisholm. You are a player. You are just a geek. That's what you are. You're a geek in the streets.
Chisholm, 3-for-3, 2 home runs. Thanks, Dusty.
He's just not that guy. Like, he shouldn't be the one mic'd up.
He's entertaining. Yes, he should be the guy that's mic'd up.
He's
very entertaining
to you, not to me.
He's very entertaining. Better than something like Aaron Judge being mic'd up and giving you nothing.
Jazz Chisholm's just lucky to be mic'd up.
Yeah, I just don't think he's entertaining. He doesn't do anything spectacular. He doesn't hit the ball far. He doesn't do majestic plays in the field. He just talks.
Right.
And that's not entertaining to me. That's not entertaining to a lot of people. He's a Richard. Boo that man tonight when he makes his K debut again back from last year. He almost got into a fight last year too. See if that holds up. I don't like Jazz Chisholm.
No.
He's too arrogant for nothing. He's like, what's his name? Poole?
Jordan Poole?
Jordan Poole. He reminds me of Jordan Poole.
That's a great comp.
Everyone thinks he's great, but the only person it is himself.
Hey, buddy, you're playing with Steph Curry. It's like, hey, buddy, you're playing with Aaron Judge.
How's Jordan Poole doing right now?
Yeah, not great.
He got punched in the face by Draymond Green. Never seen him before. Never seen him again.
Hey, at least Juan Soto, not Juan Soto, but Jazz Chisholm knew to stay with Aaron Judge, not like Juan Soto who left. Like, yeah, well, that's a lot easier here. Yeah.
Yeah, he knows what makes his money. Yeah. What butters his bread.
Yeah.
My tough Tuesday, hot corner, is that big parlay guy.
Yeah, where's his buyout at?
Yeah, what's the buyout?
I don't know.
Right now.
I haven't been able to find his buyout. I don't know if he posted after last night, but Edmonton, I know he had Edmonton and Oklahoma City. Edmonton got thrashed 6-1 last night.
But it's only 2-1, though, in the series.
No, but of course, but he was supposed to get back to, you know, where he was before, up 2-1, okay, Thunder win the next game, all of a sudden you're kind of back to normal. Now it's like, okay, you're back on the ropes, you're going to Indiana for the Game 3 of the NBA Finals tomorrow. That's not a gimme for OKC. I'm feeling for that guy.
What was the payout last week, $138,000 or something, right?
$123,000.
It was like $123,000, and then you left, and then Friday when I think it was Indiana won. Indiana had that big upset. It went down only like 17,000 or so. And so we were like, okay, cash out. Now's the time, bro. You got to do it. And of course, he's
at 107,683 still.
107.
Okay.
He just did a video. He goes, after a brutal game three, we're on to game four for Edmonton and Florida. And he's doing like an interview on the street. And it says five pick parlay as of 8 hours ago. 107,683. Get out.
Get out now. Yeah. Dude. I mean, it hasn't dropped that much.
Yeah. One for your mental health.
Seriously. Well, that's the other thing. You're not stressing this thing out. Just take the cash, bro.
Yeah. This isn't worth
it. It's more than you're ever going to win anytime, anywhere,
you
any place.
You wagered $13.
Yeah, but then you. But also, I know for me, I'd be like the rest of my life thinking, damn, I should have held on to that.
Of course. Yeah. No, if you pull out and then a week and a half later, both those teams win, you're like, damn, 150K.
Yeah, right. And do you think that Florida can come back and win this thing? Aren't they the defending Stanley Cup champs? Didn't they beat Edmonton last year in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
They're up 2-1.
Yeah, they're up 2-1.
Florida.
Yeah. They won last
night. So who does he have? He has Edmonton.
He has Edmonton.
I thought, okay. Yeah.
So he needs McDavid to do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, hot corner for him. I'd pull out, brother.
Who does he have in the NBA?
Thunder.
He's got OKC.
He's
so that,
fine with that.
Yeah, that looks good. Yeah. I mean,
Thunder just pulled the Chiefs when they had Alex Smith in game one.
So if the Thunder win their next game, whenever that is, next Thursday.
Is
it tomorrow night?
Yes.
Are they going, the odds may go up if the Thunder go up 2-1 then, or the money would go up, the payout would go up?
Yep. Yeah, a little bit. But I think they're just banking on, I think where his money is with the hockey series. Because the Thunder, like, are still like -550 to win that series.
Yeah, okay.
So every win is just like, yeah, we'll give you a little more, but it's going to be like 100 or 200 or maybe 1,000. But if Edmonton wins on Friday or whatever they play again Thursday, then all of a sudden it might go up to like 120.
So, but why is Edmonton so much a dog? They were there last year too, you know?
Yeah, but Florida was up 3-0 in the historic come from behind 3-3, get a game seven. I think Florida's just like the favorite. So like that's just where his money's on Edmonton. I don't know. I mean, like,
I don't know the series odds, but it's just way closer. So it's going to have way more variance as far as the movement that it has on your payout.
And now it's 2-1 Florida, and there's another game in Florida. So that's tough. Mm-hmm. And that place was electric last night.
If they go 3-1, then.
Yeesh. I mean, they were up 3-0 last year and went to game seven.
But still, I mean, but like, right, if they go up 3-1.
Mm-hmm.
That payout's going to drop, isn't it?
Drastically.
Right?
It'll go well. That's what I'm saying. I think this, in reality, could be the last time he sees $100,000.
Yes. That's right.
If Indiana wins tonight, like, who knows? Yeah. I would just get out, dude. $100,000.
Well, now there's two things that have affected his brain. One, he's seen the payout. It's right there. It's like the end of The Last Crusade where Indiana Jones is trying to grab the Cup of the Covenant.
Yeah,
and his dad's finally like, Indiana. And he's like, oh, that's the series. All right, let's get out. Move.
Yes, exactly.
But he's seen it. He can reach it. He can touch it, but he can't caress it.
My precious.
And the other thing, too, is that he's already gone out as this ego and been like, we're not cashing.
I'm riding it.
So now he cashes.
But,
what's it going to do?
F
you guys, I got $100,000.
Yeah, but you know what? He doesn't cash out. Then everybody's calling him an idiot. You should have taken the money. Like, he's almost...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
He's in a no-win situation.
He is.
But at the end of the day, you cash in $103,000. You're probably going to walk away with about $60,000 by the time taxes are all taken out. Take your dough, bro.
Yes.
Yeah, minus $250,000 according to the text line for the Panthers to win the series. So that's why he's just hoping Edmonton can win. Because if they win on Thursday when they play again, you gotta get out. Because that's your last like free space. After that, it's like, good luck. Coming up on the other side, some stadium information that one Bob Fesco will deliver to you on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
Hey, what you up, man?
On your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.